Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls.
Directly.
I present to you Louis B.
Yes.
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yo, welcome back. Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Wow, okay. Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war. We are on an active war. You know, InfoWar, this is we realize this is an active InfoWar on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and sometimes I attack people that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything and anyone that is corrupt. Usually we get started by prayer for good radio, but fuck it. We now have a new mascot. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Cougar.
Wow.
There we go. Thank you. Let's hear him again. This is the new mascot of the Crotch Shot Radio Show, the Cougar.
Wow.
The reason why we're changing it from the Prayer for Good Radio, because it was pointed out to me that, you know, I really shouldn't be making fun of religion, well, the power of prayer. I'll make fun of religion as much as I can, man. Everybody knows how much I hate the Catholic Church, especially the story I'm going to read to you today. So Reverend X is going to be, is retired, and now we have the Cougar.
Wow.
There we go. Can I get a shout out? Who likes the Cougar?
Me.
Ah, yes. Oh, Christy's like, oh, don't, that's me. Don't out me like that. All right, well, Christy, I'm not going to play it now. So anyway, first story we got today. Ecuador discovers 100-foot-long drug smuggling submarine. The Drug Enforcement Administration said Saturday it helped seize a submarine capable of transporting tons of cocaine. Is that an actual figure? Tons of cocaine? DEA officials said that the diesel-electric-powered... Wow, it's green. I'm not going to play it yet. Relax. You're going to have to listen to the whole show. I'm not going to play it now. Anyways, the official said the diesel electric-powered, solar-powered... No, I'm just kidding. No, not solar. I wouldn't put it past. I'm like, fuck it. We have to go green with this cocaine. I mean, this whole green movement is so fucking crazy. We got the Mexican cartels thinking on how to cook the crack, counter crack, cut the crack, and counter crack money in a green way. You know, in fact, we got these cartels freaking so, we got freaking Al Gore scaring these cartels so much that their shit is going to get flooded. They're actually following the 10 crack commandments by the late Biggie Smalls to the letter. Don't shit where you eat at. That's one of the 10 crack commandments. Anyways, DEA officials said that the diesel electric-powered submarine was constructed in a remote jungle and captured near a tributary close to the Ecuador-Colombia border. Ecuadorian authorities seized the sub before it could make its maiden voyage. If I was them, I mean, I know full well, yeah, this is a CIA submarine. And probably the Ecuadorians and the Colombians, they just said, oh, look, this is to show that we're actually fighting the drug war, so that way they can keep this fucking facade going. But if I was like an honest cop, one of these honest drug enforcement cops, I would have said, yo, let's just leave the sub here, but let's fucking poke some holes in it and watch it as the shit sinks. I mean, how funny would that be? Hold on, we got someone from North New Jersey listening. Yo, what's up? You calling from North New Jersey? Ah, somebody hung up. So yeah, like I was saying, if I was one of these honest cops that sees this drug submarine in Ecuador, I would have fucking let it go. I'm like, yo, don't seize it, don't seize it. Let's just poke some holes in it and scare the shit out of them, so that way they have to use the submarine to get away. And bloop bloop bloop. Oh, guess what? We saved a whole bunch of money while in tax dollars. Man. Oh, shit. Yo, Benji, are you stalking people?
No.
Why you got people saying you stalking them?
Because I'm just trying to get help, and he's accusing me of some shit that I don't know about.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. Straight Jacket Mafia on CrotchOutRadio.com chat room. Fuck Mexico, smoke local. Can I get an amen, please?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
In fact, what does the Crotch Out Radio Cougar have to say about that?
Wow.
Yeah, buddy. Smoke local. You know what? And always smoke local. I mean, you shouldn't be buying from no Mexicans anyways. This shit is fucked up. You got to go to Martinez, the Dominican guy. His shit is tight. Oops. Oops. Let me stop talking. Anyways, the sophisticated camouflage vessel has a cunning tower, periscope, and air conditioning system. It measured about 9 feet from the deck plates to the ceiling and stretched nearly 100 feet long. The DEA said it was built for transoceanic drug trafficking. One person has been taken into custody. DEA Andean Regional Director Jay Bergman said the sub's nautical and payload capacity is a serious development. Colombia's drug cartels have been known to use home-built submarines to smuggle large amounts of cocaine past U.S. and Colombian patrol boats to Central America en route to the United States. You know what? I can almost see them, you know, they're going to be like, oh, now we got to have to worry about these drug subs. Then these are diesel electric powered, so you know the carbon dioxide emissions are gonna fuck. You know, I wonder how many actual fucking these drug submarines they are, because you know there's never just one. There's never just one. You know, so I wonder how many of them were failed attempts, and we got a whole bunch of like drowned Colombians with like a whole bunch of fucking cocaine, or suffocated Colombians because the engine wasn't properly vented. You know, for some reason, and why is that so funny to me? A bunch of CIA agents. I don't know. That just makes me giggle a little bit. Anyways, one person had, okay, Colombia's drug cartel, I already read that. Colombian authorities have discovered these vessels from time to time in recent years. In August 2007, U.S. forces intercepted a submarine-like vessel packed with tons of cocaine off the coast of Guatemala. And in July 2008, Mexico's Navy seized a homemade submarine carrying a drug shipment off of the Pacific coast. So yeah, the CIA has given them apparently the CIA gave them plans to build one of these things. Hey, do you think hey, why is that? That was just hilarious to me. You know. That was just hilarious to me. Hey, do you think, Straight Jacket Mafia says, hey, do you think if they punch holes into it, the crew can bail out after snorting a few 8-Ball? I don't know, man. I never did 8-Balls. I could just assume that they would be tripping balls too much. They would be tripping too much balls, and they would just end up dying and tripping off of the first fucking sea lion they see or something. I don't know. Anyways, as some of you may know, the Supreme Court upheld the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. However, Chicago mayor plans strict handgun law. With the city's ban on handguns certain to be overturned, Mayor Richard Daley, punk-ass bitch, on Thursday introduced what city officials say would be the strictest ordinance in the United States to regulate such weapons. Because apparently, we can't have the citizenry ready to defend themselves. The 50 people were murdered in Chicago. They have a ban. Currently, they have a ban on handguns, as this article says. 50 people were shot killed. In fact, let me get that article. Shot in Chicago. It was a recent article. Oh, worse. Aha. This is from June 21st article. This is from the Huffington Post. At least 52 people were shot. Oh, damn it. Fucking Huntington Post just keeps... Yeah, 52 people were shot over the weekend in Chicago, 7 of them fatally. Police are blaming gangs for most of the widespread incidents. Oh, no. Oh, of course. Blame the gangs. Don't blame the fucking fact that, you know, no one wants to... That you just don't allow people to... You don't want to allow people to defend themselves. I mean, especially in New York City, I constantly always make this point because, yeah, I live in New York City. But we can barely punch a person out, whoever attacks us. We can barely use our hands in New York City. I mean, if someone that comes and attacks me, I have to do just enough to be able to run away. To run away. Not stand and defend myself. It's really fucking ridiculous that we got laws like, oh, well, we got to be nice to them. We can't have people killing criminals if those criminals are... Why not? If somebody is trying to kill me, I'm sorry. I don't even think about that law. I'm thinking, I got to kill this motherfucker before he kill me. I have to freaking go through the freaking mindset of having the possibility of having to kill someone to save my own life, which with any normal person who isn't trained to kill, that takes a lot. That's a lot. That's a long thought process. At the same time, you're trying to freaking block, disarm, kick, punch, elbow, think of combinations and all that. You're thinking of the possibility, oh shit, I'm gonna die, I gotta fight, gotta kill, gotta fight, oh shit. And that you want me to actually think, okay, well, I can't kill him, I have to do just enough to run away. And especially in New York, you can have a handgun, but you have to keep it in your house, there's no carry. And even still, it has to be in a safe. So you have to, like, be quick, open the safe, load the gun with the clip, because the clip can't be in the gun either. You have to, like, and then, you know, hopefully you're in time to, like, shoot the guy. But if the guy has his back turned to you, you know, you can't shoot him in the back. So hypothetically, a criminal could come in your house. A criminal could come in your house, you know, and just, like, start, you know, reach, like, you know, put his arm back and start shooting at you, but legally you can't shoot back because he has his back to you. So if you shoot him in the back and you can't prove that he was, like you know how people stretch their arms so that way they're, like, pointing in the back of you, and I'm doing it right now. I don't know why this is fucking radio, but, you know, but he could start shooting you with a gun. And you can't fire back because, hey, you know, you can't be shooting people in the back. Anyways, back to the article here. So, yeah, 52 people were shot with a gun ban. And, oh, they're blaming it on criminals. Oh, yeah, well, no shit. It was a criminal. A criminal did it. Criminals do it. Criminals have weapons because they don't give a fuck about laws. Arm the citizens. Trust me. I mean, hell, look at places like freaking Texas. A lot of places that have guns are the safest places. Because everybody knows, oh shit, we better not fuck with these people. We're going to turn into Swiss cheese. Anyways, Daley announced his ordinance at a park on city on the city's south side 3 days after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Americans have a right to own a gun for self-defense anywhere they live. The city council is expected to vote on it Friday. As long as I'm mayor, we will never give up or give in to gun violence that continues to threaten every part of the nation, including Chicago, said the mayor, who was accompanied by activists, city officials, and parents whose teenage son was shot and killed on a city bus while shielding a friend. Oh, really? Let's say one of those people had a fucking gun to fire back at him. Maybe that boy would still be alive. You know, why... I don't know why people are so afraid of it. I don't know why people are so afraid of guns. Educate yourself. Get a gun. Stop being a punk ass about it. So, here's another one of my favorite things to talk about. Because how much I hate these people. I hate them with all my heart because they're so fucking incompetent. And, I mean, that's who they hire. They hire people who are just incompetent, freaking damn near retarded, freaking moronic people that can't freaking speak the English language, first of all. They can't even speak the English. And no, I'm not talking about illegal immigrants. I'm talking about the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA. You know, those fucking faggot motherfuckers that work the fucking airports, you know, with now armed with freaking the x-ray machine that sees underneath their clothes. Yeah, you got all these uneducated, dumb motherfuckers working that shit. Oh, look at that. Yeah, he's got big tits. You know, you don't know, you know damn well they're freaking keeping a copy of whoever, you know, they got a big-titted woman passing by, or if it's just chick, she's like, oh, look at his dick, and, you know, dumb shit. You know, hate the TSA. Anyway, the Transportation Security Administration is blocking certain websites from the federal agency's computers, including halting access by staffers to any internet pages that contain a controversial opinion, according to an internet email obtained by CBS News. The email was sent to all TSA employees from the Office of Information Technology on Friday afternoon. It states that as of July 1st, TSA employees will no longer be allowed to access 5 categories of websites that have been deemed inappropriate for government access. The categories include chat messaging, controversial opinion, criminal activity, extreme violence, including cartoon violence and gruesome content, and gaming. Uh-oh. You know, if these idiots can't play their solitaire on that computer, they're going to start really freaking cavity searching people, and of course, you know, they don't want people reading what bad shit people are saying about the TSA. Not that they will freaking understand it, but you don't want people getting pissed off and really fucking the shit up. How are my ethnic minorities doing tonight? We're doing quite well. Us niggers are good. Anyways, there is also no explanation as to why opinions are being blocked, although the email stated that some of the restricted websites violate the employee responsibilities and conduct policy. Really, they have one of those? By the way they act, you would think that the rules are if they are freaking civilians, fuck their shit up. Make them miss their planes. Freaking cavity searching for no fucking reason. You don't need a fucking warrant. Fuck them. That's why. Anyways, yeah. Moving on. Oh, man. This is kind of interesting how a communist country is starting to turn more and more and more free market and more democratic, more and more of a republic. Well, it's more of its people, not the government, you know, not the government, but more of more its people, like getting fed up with the whole shit. An in-depth report from Reuters explains how China's youngest generation of laborers are far more demanding than their older peers on a far larger scale than many of us may realize. Workers are now organizing protests with remarkable efficiency using online social media, and this online communication also allows ideas to spread quickly around the country with copycat strikes popping up. The prevalence of discontent and online connectivity put the Chinese government in a very tough spot, given that they originally came to power as a worker movement, yet are loathed to a large labor unions for fear of losing political power to them. They have to give in to some extent while being careful not to inflict too much pain on the business sector. That's from Business Insider. It looks like they're getting you're getting all this money from the U.S. You know, we're the ones that build all the iPods or everything for the whole fucking world. How's about you kick some money our way? Apparently after like the 10th guy that died of exhaustion, I guess people are like, I got like 50 kids to feed, and I'm 19, and I want to be able to go out and have fun, you know, at Quing Quang Club, at the Quing Quang Chang Wang Ping Ping nightclub, where they do the Macarena, because, you know, shit gets there mad late. Actually, let me start fronting. They're probably doing reggaeton right now. Bunch of Chinese chicks fucking backing that ass up, like, you know, for all I know. For all I know, this is how it sounds like in a freaking Chinese. This is how it sounds like in a Chinese nightclub. Oh.
Oh, wow.
So that's how it probably sounds like in a Chinese nightclub nowadays. So I really should, you know what, fuck it. Maybe I should move to China. I should really, you know, I should really think about, you know, moving to China, you know, getting a good job. Because probably all the good jobs are already over there now. And, you know, just, you know, get some of that Chinese punani, man. Oh, oof. You know how much, you know how Louis B. loves the Asians?
China is for the Chinese people.
Damn it. Well, Tim, I guess that's true. This is a new generation of migrant workers, said Liu Qingming, executive director of the Institute of Contemporary Observation, a privately funded group in Shenzhen that focuses on labor issues. They are more willing to speak out about their grievances and are less tolerant of long hours and tough conditions than the older generation. The rights mentally of younger workers is much stronger than past generations, said Wen Xiaoli, a researcher at the China Institute of Industrial... You know, why they got all these fucking institutes that really don't do anything? We're studying this shit because we got nothing better to do. This is the Institute of Wasting Money on Worthless Freaking Studies of China. The older workers tell you they feel a sense of loyalty to the company, but they also say that the younger workers have completely different attitude and higher expectations. They really don't understand what it's like out there with their kind of thinking. I'll never get anywhere and will spend the rest of my life doing useless work in a factory, said Zhang, whose quiet demeanor, spectacles, and wiry frame seem to make him more at home in a library. For global manufacturing, if young people are expecting to rapidly climb up the financial ladder and establish a much higher standard of living, it could mean that the days of a dirt-cheap Chinese labor will come to an end far more rapidly than expected. Oh, shit. You know what that means? Means we're going to start having to build our own iPods because it'll be cheaper. Because freaking people want to get paid $20 an hour at minimum. Minimum $20 an hour. Freaking busting their balls 24 hours a day. I could dig it. Freaking, I don't want to fucking be busting my balls 24 hours a day for like 50 cents a week. Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, what? course, I have to say, nigga, what? I'll be like, how, so how much I'm going to be getting paid, you know, basically breaking my fingers, you know, 24 hours for 7 days a week? Oh, 50 cents a week. Ah, your mama. Your mama. Anyways, yeah, so back to the China. love the Chinese. Okay, well, you know what? Let me call in. Just call in. I don't know how it's like in China. I've never been to China. Again, for all I know, this is what they're freaking playing in the Chinese club. You know, this is what they're dancing to. They're doing the Daft Bodies. Yeah, I could fuck to that. I could straight up just, you know, I could straight fuck to that. I could feel that. Anyways, speaking about crazy dumb shit, Connecticut priest stole $1 million for male escorts. Again, a Roman Catholic priest, again, fuck you, clergy, has been arrested on charges he stole $1.3 million. That's $1,300,000, for those of you that don't know what $1.3 million means. And church money, damn, how much people are given? Seriously, how much people are given to this church for him to be able to take $1.3 million in church money over 7 years to use for male escorts, expensive clothing, and luxury hotels and restaurants? See, this is why you gotta let the priest marry. Because they go nuts, and they start stealing money for gay prostitutes. See, this is why you gotta let these guys marry. Waterbury police say the 64-year-old, Reverend Kevin J. Gray, was charged Tuesday with first-degree, and Matheson just, hold on, the video contains, I can't play that, thanks, can't play that, someone just sent me a freaking, thing, okay, anyways. Was charged with first-degree larceny. Gray is the former pastor at Sacred Heart Sagrado Corazon Parish in Waterbury. The Hartford Archdiocese last month asked the police to investigate after it discovered during a financial review that he might have taken more than $1 million for personal use. Gray was was Sacred Heart's pastor from January 2003 up until April 15th when he was granted a medical leave. He was later suspended but still lives there. Telephone messages were left at Sacred Heart and the office of his public defender. Yeah. Anyways, moving on. What's the next story here? And, you know, this will probably make some people happy that I'm actually reporting this, but it's in the news. So I have to report it. Israeli soldier faces manslaughter charges over Gaza deaths. Israel's military is for the first time to prosecute a soldier for killing civilians during the December 2008-2009 Gaza War. The army said on Tuesday while dismissing dozens of other cases. The army said it will press manslaughter charges against the slaughter for allegedly shooting dead two Palestinian women who were waving white flags in one of the several disciplinary steps to be taken after an internal investigation. Looks like Israel's starting to see that they can't be pulling this shit no more. We live in a time of YouTube, nigga. Yes, yes, you know what? Even Israel is a criminal government. And yeah, go ahead, call me an anti-Semite for saying that. But all governments are corrupt, so here we go. The military advocate general has decided to indict a number of officers and soldiers for their conduct during the operation, an army statement said. Among those to be disciplined was a battalion commander accused of sending a Palestinian civilian into a house to persuade gunmen to leave. While a criminal investigation has also been ordered into the bombing of a house complex, the 22-day offensive launched in an attempt to stop rocket fire from the Gaza Strip left around 1,400 Palestinians and 13 Israelis dead. However, the army also said it was dismissing dozens of other incidents, many of which were raised in the UN Goldstone Report on alleged war crimes by both Israel and Gaza's Hamas rulers. These were dismissed according to the rules of warfare. No faults were found in the forces' actions, the statement said. In other cases, there was not enough evidence proving the legal measures needed to be taken. In the case of the soldier charged with shooting the women, the army said it did not press more severe charges because the discrepancies between the testimony of the witnesses and that of the soldiers at the scene. Israeli rights group B'Tselem, said the incident occurred on January 4, 2009, when the Abu Haji family evacuated their homes after it was hit by a tank shell. When they saw tanks about 150 yards from them, two of them waved the white flags and the children in the group sat on the ground, B'Tselem said. Suddenly and without warning, shots were fired at the residents, killing Majid Abu Hajid. Hopefully I'm pronouncing these right. Because if they are, go me. On the spot, her mother, Rai Abu Haji, was severely wounded by the gunfire. It said that soon she later died of her wounds. The army said Palestinian witnesses and dozens of soldiers had been questioned during its investigation, but it had found gaps between the testimonies given by soldiers and those given by Palestinians. This fact made it impossible to make criminal connection between the described incident, according to the Palestinian testimonies, and to that described by the soldiers, it said. Nevertheless, the military advocate general decided to charge the soldier with manslaughter based on evidence that the soldier who was serving as a designated marksman deliberately targeted an individual walking with a group of people waving a white flag without being ordered or authorized to do so. So maybe this is the start of something. Well, we're going to take a quick break, but listen to the commercial. We got a new commercial coming on.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Lenny, we'll get to you after the commercials.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only.
What are you doing that?
In association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
This is war! Back to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Down, Cougar, down. Down, wow. Anyways, we got Estratios. What's up? We got him on the line. What's up?
Well, you know why it cost, why it cost $50,000 or more to get your logo done? Why 50 bucks doesn't work? Because what the money is for is to make sure that you don't get like a circle and a triangle. You know what I mean? Or two pillars in a... and the checkerboard floor. I mean, the reason is because you don't want to accidentally associate yourself with the NWO. You know what I mean? That's why it costs $50,000 and $1 million to have your logo done. It's not because it's so hard to draw one. It's so hard to draw one that doesn't identify yourself accidentally as part of the group. You know what I mean?
Hey, I got
sponsored there, but come on.
Hey, I'm not only are they my sponsor. That's where I got my logo from, and they designed it how I wanted it. I wanted a sigil type thing going on there.
That's not good either. Yeah, sigil's not good.
Right, what do you mean sigils are not good? Sigils.
We're living in a giant sigil. It's a magic thing that you don't want to get involved in.
I know, and it means strength.
Uh huh.
That's
okay.
that's the sigil I wanted. That's what I wanted it to mean.
Okay.
I wanted it to mean strength and rage, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You try not to use their methodology, I just think.
Well, why can't we use their own methodology against them?
Well, because I think if you ask Lucifer for help, you tend to get screwed. You know, it's like asking a genie. I mean, you know, you tend not to get your wish. I don't know. Go ahead.
All right. So what about China?
You don't ask them for help.
Yeah, I think King of Doom in the chat room is interested in winning a date with Christy. Did anybody hear that commercial?
Yeah.
let me play it again for those who did want to hear it. Yeah.
For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only. In association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy.
There you go. And she is desperately looking, so fill out that
job. Stern found out the hard way how hard it is to have any sort of contest in New York, and they come down on you incredibly hard.
Really?
Even the best intentions, the New York State comes just freaks out on you. You know what I mean? I would watch out for that.
Yeah, speaking about contest, I won a contest to go see... That group? It's Too Late to Apologize. The One Republic. And I got a call from Z100, and they said, "Oh, well, they canceled because the lead singer is sick. But we promised to make it up to you." And I'm like, "Yeah, whatever." My first question is, so do I get like a consolation prize or something? No, we're gonna try to reschedule. So what's the Freeman method of making sure I get a prize?
I don't know. They have some kind of a contract with you, don't they, essentially?
Basically, the release form that I signed was that they could use my voice and likeness. And that if I get...
Yeah, that's a contract.
Yeah. And basically, if I get hurt, it's my boo-boo.
Yeah, but they never delivered anything. You did all the giving, and they did all the nothing. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, the contest rules in New York State are so harsh. That's what I'm saying. With the best of intentions, Stern would find a way to get burned by mistake. I mean, there's no way to win. I mean, that's what, you know.
So
talk to other people who tried to do this in New York State.
So pretty much I could demand a prize since
yes.
they're basically in breach of contract?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, at least finally these crazy rules could work in your favor, but I wouldn't on the other side be offering any kind of contest because, oh my God, the rules are so crazy, it's amazing. at a certain point, the entertainment was Stern reading the rules to us.
Wow.
It was so amazing. You just blew your mind how much trouble you get in doing that. Yeah, so they've blown it. They've blown it real heavy by not giving you your prize.
Oh, well, there you go. And you know, yeah. And I was actually standing at the PC Richard & Son electronics store for like 20 minutes waiting for them to draw my name.
Yeah.
So that's time. Time lost. Huh.
Right. I don't know what time lost, but yeah, no, they have to give you the prize, whatever it is. I mean,
yeah, they
on top of it, Stern's famous manager, you know, not manager, the that station guy was Tom Chiasano.
Yeah.
They had a contest where the guy was supposed to win, like, an Xbox or something, and the guy didn't get it. So he finally went to one of those TV news advocate things, like Nine on Your Side or something. And so after years of reading the rules to us and finding out how hard it was, the station manager still blew it. I mean, in the most obvious way. I mean, because Stern would blow it, and he didn't even know what he did, you know. But this guy did it in the most, you know, callous kind of way. It was really funny. There's a famous appearance of, like, Nine on Your Side or something. Tom Chiasano failing to give the Xbox out.
Yeah, he probably gave it to Benji.
Yeah.
The Musaid guy.
Well, eventually they had to go buy one. They had to go buy an Xbox and give it to the guy at the store.
Yeah, well, because I mean, they make money from these contests, don't they, with advertising and stuff? Whoever sponsors these people?
Yeah, they try to sponsor extra for being a contest, yeah.
Yeah, so basically PC Richard & Sons also they well, I don't know how they get into it, but you know, I got screwed by PC Richard & Son, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, hell, well, I mean, I don't buy from them anyways because they overcharge.
What kind of business is that?
Well?
Are they a stereo store or what is that?
It's an electronics appliance store.
Okay.
PC Richard & Sons. I guess it's only in New
Ohio,
York. They don't have a PC Richards in Ohio?
No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know a lot from the Stern Show, but not everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, there we go. So, you know, all right, well, that's the Freeman method. I guess I'm going to have to, like, get a notary done. I got their phone number, so I can probably get their address and who to address it to.
Yeah.
And
see, how the contract thing works is when you have a contract and they fail to fulfill it, then you essentially at a certain point when they don't respond a certain way, and I'll explain this to you off air, you get to write the terms of the contract when they blow it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if they don't sign?
Sometimes they'll fail to respond, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, I know who exactly. Because I called them, like, the same day saying, oh, okay, so how do I get to this place? They gave me directions, and then the next call I got was, oh, we're canceling the event because the lead singer is sick. I'm like, all right, so do I get a consolation prize or something? No. We're going to reschedule. We're trying
to reschedule. People act like this infants lately.
Yeah, it's like, no. What do you mean, no? Like, what do you mean, no? What's him being sick got to do with me? I mean, hell, basically, this guy, he called off of work. I mean, if I did the same thing, man, I would be fired. So, you know, he owes a whole bunch of people. And,
well,
I mean,
radio is the so-called professional radio is a business of schmucks. It's the bottom end of all media, and
yeah.
They're just little schmucks who are all bald, and they have, like, no concept of what they're doing. I don't understand. That's one other thing I learned from the Stern Show all these years, about how tiny radio really is.
Right.
They're so tiny. I mean, in TV, they're terrified to make a mistake like that, but here they are doing it just callously in radio.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the One Republic site. They have a show tonight. They're probably doing it now, playing it now, Terminal 5. In fact, let me see if I could call Terminal 5. let me call them, see if they're doing a show. I got to call. Oh, hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to call. I got to call TalkShoe from here. Let me call One Republic and say, yeah, did One Republic do a show today? And if they did a show and I got screwed for nothing... Oh, that would be
One Republic.
Oh, it's a band. They do that song. It's too late to apologize. Too late. Something like that. They do that. They have that thing with that they were discovered by Timberland.
Yeah.
They were discovered by Timberland, and the only thing he added to one of their songs was "Hey, hey, hey." That's his going, hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was his one contribution to this song. It's like, hey, 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 something like that. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna call them, and then tomorrow I'm gonna end up grabbing a call with Z100. Be like, hey, they had a fucking show last night. And it was supposed to be a one-hour quick show. And, you know, supposed to, like, I guess, meet the band. I don't know.
I don't think the Flaming Lips would do this to you.
Nah. Hold on. I wonder if they'll pick up. Now that I'm wondering, I wonder if anybody's there. Seriously, this is the one bad thing of doing a show this late at night. Shit is closed.
Thank you for calling the Fred Seidler Group. Please leave your name, telephone number, and...
The Fred Seidler Group? What the fuck is the Fred Seidler Group? I'm trying to call fucking Terminal 5. Yeah.
They're management.
I mean, I guess that's the same company that runs the Music Hall of Williamsburg, which is a good venue. Terminal 5 is a good venue, so I'm not faulting Terminal 5. But if these people did a show and they canceled out, it's their fucking ass, is what I'm saying. So, okay, got to do the white pages.
Maybe you don't want to get too vicious on them. I don't know.
What? I'm just going to ask a simple question. That's all. It's like, did One Republic perform today? If not, then... Yo, you got a headset, Lenny? Because I'm hearing myself, like, really bad.
Yep, turn it down.
It's like I'm really hearing myself. It's getting really distracting. Can't have that shit. Okay, so ready. It's 610 West 56th Street, New York, New York 10019, and it's their business. So they want people to know where they are, or else. Here's the correct number. You gotta love the white pages sometimes. The internet is a fucked up thing. Alrighty. freaking trying to find.
Call
I don't even.
Five. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For a detailed list of events, please press 1. For directions. Thank you for calling Terminal 5. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For a detailed list of events, please press 1. For directions and show information, press 2. For a company directory, press 3. For information about tonight's event or to leave a message in our general mailbox, please press 4.
Okay, tonight's event. Hopefully.
Thank you for calling Terminal 5. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
For Hal Gould, extension 101. For Greg Blasey, extension 102. For the box office, during shows only, extension 104. For please wait
Jesus,
a moment.
Jesus Christ.
For Jesus Christ, press 5.
You would think it would be 7.
Okay, 7. Yeah.
Sorry, no one is available to answer the call. To leave a message, press 1.
10 o'clock at night.
Call the operator, press 0. Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Yeah, but they usually, these places are usually open late. I'm like really determined right now. This is me determined.
Yeah, but I think you're banging your head against the wall here.
I know.
You gotta appreciate the effort, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's I do this for the lulz.
Sorry, no one is available to answer the call.
Baggage.
To leave a message, press 1. To call the operator, press 0.
Don't leave a message.
To enter another extension, press star.
How did you see that coming?
You'll screw yourself, I mean.
Yeah, how the hell did you show that coming?
I have vision.
Yeah. Because you saw me about to leave. I was
I knew it. I knew it. Yeah, absolutely. What are you talking about? I knew it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to. So, anyways, yeah, we got 8 minutes left to the show. Well, 7 minutes left to the show. Let's do this one story. This is, again, under the No Shit Sherlock file. Addictive McDonald's McNuggets made with silly putty chemical. What kid doesn't love McDonald's chicken nuggets? The white meat chunks are tasty and perfect for little mouths and hands. Oh. Let me just say this is from the San Francisco Gate, so if anything is like homoerotic, pedophilic, that's why. Because everyone from San Francisco is a pedophile. Blanket statement. Hey, if you don't like it, send your emails to crutchoutradio@yahoo.com. And while most parents are aware that McNuggets aren't perfectly healthy, they probably don't know exactly what goes into making them. CNN has revealed that the fast food chain makes the popular menu item with a chemical preservative, TBHQ, the Terentary Buddy Hydroquinine.
Tertiary Butyl Hydroquinine.
Okay, thank you. A petroleum-based product. McNuggets also contain, how you say that word? A dimethylpyrazine.
Oh, you're on your own with that one. Yeah, you're on your own with that one.
That's
you
like
know,
saying,
children
that,
love silly
that,
putty,
you know,
they love McNuggets, and now they can lay the silly putty on the newspaper, and, you know, see how great that is? And then you pull the McNugget up, and then you can see your picture.
Yeah, 99 cents, and, yeah, but that, you know, but then again, if they get sick, do you really want to clean it up from the other end? Fuck it, I'll make my own nuggets. I'll make my own fucking nuggets. I'll get some bread. Crumble them up a little bit, you know, make it nice.
Yeah, you can put your big nugget on the Sunday Funnies. I mean, talk about adding features to the product. I mean,
yeah,
that's pretty amazing.
Oh, my goodness. That's just disgusting.
Now, if
you
only
know
they can make it foam and explode. I mean, yeah. So, like, pop locks at the same time.
Yo, it makes me wonder what the hell do they put in the so-called healthy McDonald's food?
Like they
the
have
salad.
Healthy McDonald's food?
Yeah, salads. They sell salads and bottled water and milk and apple slices with some sort of a dipper with the thing. Yogurt, you know. They probably jack off in the yogurt.
Great.
Probably, yeah, it's like, hey, this at least it's all natural ingredients. Like, anyways,
yeah, get that Happy Meal and drop it off at the lab.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. See what's in there.
I guess it's true what they say. You get what you pay for.
Oh, I was so happy after this meal.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it has a whole bunch of freaking fluoride in it that makes you all happy.
Yeah.
Makes you extra docile. And I
got
my dog.
You don't fight back,
yeah, no. Of course not, because you're too busy rolling down a fucking hill after they just, like, just flicked you on the nose and you fell over. Got no energy. Anyway, McDonald's says the differences are based on local tastes. In the United States, McNuggets are coated and then cooked. In the United Kingdom, they are cooked, then coated. As a result, British McNuggets absorb less oil and have less fat. The dime thigh polyxylazane, whatever that is used as a matter of safety to keep the oil from foaming. It's a safety. Lisa McComb, who handles global media relations for McDonald's, says the chemical is a form of silicone and also used in cosmetics and silly putty. Oh, that sounds appetizing, yummy.
Yeah, but it's an added side effect to glow in the dark. But,
yeah. Yeah. Jesus. A review of animal studies by the World Health Organization, owned by the UN, found no adverse side effects associated with it. Of course they wouldn't.
Well, they gave you AIDS, so they're not going to find anything bad in this.
Yeah, of course not. The TPHQ is a preservative for vegetable oils and animal fats, limited to 0.02% of the oil in the nugget. 1 gram, 1/13th of an ounce, can cause nausea, vomiting, ringing in the ears, delirium, and a sense of suffocation and collapse, according to a Consumer's Dictionary of Food Additives. There you go. Eat
that's
up,
really
everybody.
My definition of happy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like, yeah. Marion Nestle, a New York University professor and author of What to Eat, told CNN that the territory in the McNuggets probably pose no health risk, but she added that as a general rule, parents shouldn't feed their children foods with ingredients you can't pronounce. That sounds like Christy. Christy tells me that all the time. Christy,
yeah.
the one that we're having the promotion to for her, to win a date with her. In fact, here, let me play it before we go out.
For years, Christy has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only, in association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christy.
There you go.
Are employees of the Crotch Shot Radio program eligible for this?
No.
Yeah, so okay.
Yeah, no.
You're screwed then.
Yeah, no, I'm not eligible. So yeah, not that I really mind not being eligible. You know, she's a pretty woman and all, but you know. I got to know her. Oh, wait, that sounds wrong. Oh, that sounds wrong.
There's no way out of that one.
No, there isn't.
Tune in next week as Louis tries to get his foot out of his mouth.
Yeah, well, at the same time, getting someone else's foot out of my ass. that's what happens. Anyways, we're gonna wow, damn, time went fast. Yo, come back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, while we you know, delve into some more shit. and get to the bottom of why I couldn't go see One Republic tonight. So, mazel tov, everybody. Again, ending the show with Christie's commercial and all that. So, peace out, everybody.
For years, Christie has been in self-love exile. Now she is ready for a stud. This can be your lucky day. Go to the Truth Brigade forums and fill out boyfriend application. Men only, in association with Tobias Lars Entertainment. Win a date with Christie.
Yep, good night, everybody. We're on iTunes, Zune, Zencast. Just search for the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show saying, fuck the New World Order. If you don't want to look into what we say, if you don't want to at least try to prove me wrong, then I guess fuck you, too. Okay, where is it? I gotta. I shouldn't have tried to be fancy with the shit. Next time I shouldn't be fancy. I really gotta add the. ending. Gotta end the show. Gotta end the show. Yeah, help me out, brother. Oh, man. Make sure you fill out your application to win a date with Krusty. Crustacean.